It's Thursday, September 30th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily 6 on the Coin Podcast Network. Coin 6 has learned the city of Portland will announce the locations of several new Safe Rest Village sites today. Earlier this year, they announced the plan along with dozens of potential locations. That list has now been narrowed down. Commissioner Dan Ryan will host the announcement along with representatives from TriMet, the Joint Office of Homeless Services, and the organization A Home for Everyone. The Portland City Council voted to approve a 5-year, $25 million contract with Clean and Safe in an effort to clean up the city. The city previously had a 10-year deal with the Clean and Safe program. That's the service in charge of picking up trash, removing graffiti, and providing public security for some downtown businesses. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol Hill riot has subpoenaed organizers of rallies that preceded the violence. Former President Trump appeared at one of the events billed as the Save America March. The committee wants to know more about the organizers' communications with officials at the White House. Britney Spears is no longer under her father's control. Yesterday, a judge in Los Angeles suspended Jamie Spears as his daughter's conservator. The arrangement had been in place since 2008 and gave him near total control of her career and finances. The singer recently sought to end the conservatorship. The judge indicated she would do so at a hearing in November. Thousands of Portland public school students might soon be required to get a COVID vaccine. The school board heard from medical experts supporting a vaccine mandate for children ages 12 and up. There would be medical and religious exemptions. Before any vote on a student COVID vaccine requirement, there would also be some public hearings and community forums. And a huge congratulations going out to a Clackamas High School educator for a major accomplishment. English language arts teacher Ethelyn Tumalod is Oregon's Teacher of the Year. One recommendation for the top honor came from a former student who says Ms. Tumalod is, quote, the reason many kids even came to school. That is awesome. Congratulations. For more great content from the Coin Podcast Network, make sure you download and subscribe wherever you already listen to your favorite podcast. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You can hear all the trees falling. You can see the fire just consume the whole area.
Extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest is making headline news around the world. Fire.
It continues to threaten thousands of buildings and has already taken at least 4 lives.
Ice.
Well, the ice and snow brought down power lines. Over 90,000 customers are still without power.
Heat.
63 deaths can likely be attributed to that heat wave statewide.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
As unprecedented extreme weather events capture our attention, the Coin Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines, deep into a discussion about our changing climate.
Climate change is going to accelerate shifts that have always occurred.
The danger it poses to our future. And the opportunities available if we choose to address it before it is too late.
Humans are really good at turning even tragedy into a profit-making opportunity.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the Coin Podcast Network.